Unit 2. Description. Number 1. Listen. Which person are they describing? Write the correct number.
I think she looks frightened.
Yeah, it looks like she's holding up her hand as if to protect herself.
Yes, it must have been something really scary.
Yes, probably so.
Yes, very, very happy.
Just like a happy child.
Yes. She looks happy. What do you think?
She looks proud. She looks like something good happened.
Yes.
He looks perplexed.
He's thinking about something.
Maybe he can't decide what to do.
Yes, I think you're right. Look at her.
She's angry.
Oh, is she?
Maybe something annoying happened to her. He looks very sad, doesn't he?
Yes, it looks like he's been crying, doesn't he? How sad.
Number 2. Listen to the tape and write as much information as you can in the table.
And now that you're here, why don't you join us for dinner tonight? Mary and I were going to go just around the corner to this little Spanish place called the Trocadero.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. That would be great. Do come with us. It would be so nice to have your company.
I would really like that. It's my first evening out and my first meal. It would just be the four of us. Oh, no, because John and Jane are coming, you remember?
Oh, yes, yes, I know John and Jane.
You probably remember John, don't you? John Cooper?
No, no, I don't. What does he look like?
Well, you did meet him, actually, at a Chinese evening about 2 weeks ago. He's that rather serious-looking musician with glasses. You remember? Wears a suit most of the time. And a very attractive wife, Jane.
If you don't remember him, you must remember Jane. She's absolutely fantastic.
She's tall and slim with this lovely red hair, and she has a super sense of humour.
And very talkative.
He's rather boring, but she is very talkative and interesting.
Yes, yes, I remember now.
Good.
Number 3.
Listen to the four descriptions of objects and identify what is being described in each case.
Where does Adrian live?
In Rose Cottage.
Which one's that?
Oh, no. Beautiful old place with a thatched roof, two chimneys and a hedge at the front.
Ah, yes. It's got the date it was built on the wall, right?
That's it. Good morning, madam.
Morning. I just came to see if anyone has handed in a bag I left on the number 52 bus last night.
Can you give me a description?
Of course. It's plain blue, quite large, with a zip on top.
Okay.
There's a pocket on the outside, and it's got a tear down one side.
Right. I'll just check for you.
Can anyone lend me their bike for half an hour?
Sure, you can take mine.
Oh, thanks, Paul.
It's the red one with the bags at the back. It's got a little mirror. Here's the key to unlock it.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, one of the tyres is a bit flat. You may need to pump it up.
International Plastics. Good afternoon.
Hi, Connie. It's Jeff.
Hello. What can I do for you?
I think I may have left my raincoat there. It's a plastic one with a hood. It's got black stripes on the sleeves and pockets.
Okay. I'll have a look for you.
Thanks a lot.
Number 4. Listen to these people describing some things they have lost. While you listen, take notes.
Good afternoon, madam. How can I help you?
Well, I seem to have lost my handbag.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Have you seen a brown bag?
I'm afraid, madam, at the present time nothing has been handed in. But if you'd like to give me a description, I can write it down.
Okay. It's a brown bag.
Brown.
And it's leather and it has a flap that comes over the top. It's a shoulder bag.
Fine. Have you got anything inside it? What would identify it?
Well, my passport's in there, and my money's in there. I have about £50.
I see.
My passport and my money. I have a little address book, and my name is in the front.
Fine.
I'm Connie McCurdy. I'm in room 15.
Yes, madam. Excuse me. Can you help me, please? I've lost my watch.
Where do you think you lost it?
Well, I think I must have left it in the gentleman's toilets.
Do you know what time?
Well, it was only about a quarter of an hour ago. I think I took it in the room, and I realised I'd lost my watch. So I went back to the gentleman's toilets again to see if it was there. And it has disappeared. I wondered if maybe one of the cleaners had picked it up.
No. Did you ask the attendant if he'd seen it?
The attendant wasn't there at the time, actually. I didn't see anyone else there.
Right. Can you give us some details, then, please?
Well, it's an ordinary sort of watch. You know, not one of those fancy digital things.
No.
It's,
What make is it?
It's a wind-up watch. I think it's a Timex. It's got the date on it. Well, you know, a date indicator and a second hand. And it's got a brown leather strap on it as well.
Right. And what colour's the face?
It's a creamy colour.
OK. Well, leave it with me and I'll check with the attendant.
Yes. Could I help you?
Yes. I've just come off the last flight and my bag is into another baggage thing.
I see. Can you describe the bag, please?
Yes, it's a hold-all, a green hold-all, about this big. It's got a zip across the top and yellow handles.
I see. Well, I'd better make a note of that. Have you got your baggage claim form?
Yes, here you are.
Right. Now, you say the bag was green, and it's a soft bag, nylon?
Yes, it's nylon.
And with a zip, not straps?
That's right, with a zip.
And handles? Has it got a shoulder handle?
No, it hasn't. Well, it did have, but it fell off.
I see.
Number 5. Listen to the descriptions on the tape of how things used to be 200 years ago. Identify in each case what inventions or discoveries have replaced the things described.
Listen to the example first. 200 years ago, if you wanted to communicate with anyone at any distance, you used to write to them, and it took days, if not weeks, before you got a reply. Nowadays, of course, we just pick up.
The answer is the telephone.
Of course, 200 years or so ago, people used to keep food, and in particular meat, from going bad by salting it. Nowadays, of course, we've got...
Imagine living a few hundred years ago, when there didn't used to be any safe, cheap, effective drug to treat pain. We take it for granted nowadays that if you've got a headache or temperature, you just take a few...
Until fairly recently, if you wanted a close shave, you had to take a brush, work up a lather with shaving soap, spread that shaving soap over your face, and then carefully scrape the bearded area with a sharp razor. Nowadays, of course, most men use a...
200 years ago, if you wanted a hot drink, you used to have to drink it fast before it cooled. In contrast, today all you have to do is pour the drink into a... and take it with you. Then you can drink it hot at any time you want.
2 centuries ago, if you wanted to get the dust out of a carpet or rug, you used to have to take it outside and beat it. Nowadays, of course, we just plug in a...
Tall buildings were not really practical 200 years ago, because people used to have to climb so many stairs. But then Elisha Otis invented... And since then, the sky has been the only limit.